Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Romans 15:7. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans. Joining me today, all the way from Ukraine via Skype, is Raya Shaleshka. Raya is the director of the Institute of Child Developmental Trauma in Kyiv and the program director for Eastern Europe for A Family for Every Orphan. Both of these nonprofits believe children belong in loving Christian families within their own birth country, and they support those families with therapy and counseling. Welcome, Raya.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. And as an adoptive mom myself of four kids from Ukraine, I love and I understand the value of the work that you're doing there in Ukraine, training and counseling adoptive families. I'm thrilled that more Ukrainian families are adopting the orphans of Ukraine. And Raya, you're a mom of three biological children and one adopted teen daughter. Let's go back to the beginning for you. How did you first get involved in orphan ministry?
Well, 11 years ago, my husband came home and asked me if I want to move to a small village to be a foster mom for 10 kids.
Wow.
I was surprised because I was just graduating from university and that year, and I had just huge plans for my career. But then I realized that if Christians will say no, then who will say yes? Because I had my reasons to say no, and I'm sure anybody have those reasons. So a few months later, we were just driving to that small village, leaving behind multi-million city, just to take care of those 10 children that we had. Yeah, and this is how I started my journey serving orphans and adoptive families.
Wow, that's incredible. And from serving those kids, what did you learn about children who have been orphaned?
I've learned that children who are traumatized, children which are orphans just 100% because they experience a lot of trauma in their lives, that they're different. And the way I parent my biological children, back then I had two. None of this worked with orphans with traumatized children. They're just different. And later I learned that their brain chemistry is different. And the complex developmental trauma made a heavy print on their brain development, and that they kind of live in survival mode, and they use all this lying, manipulation, stealing, all these odd behaviors just to make sure they can survive.
Yeah, so for our listeners to understand, a child who spends any amount of time, whether it be in foster care or in an orphanage, even really children who've been adopted from birth, trauma and loss have an impact on the child's brain development, like you said. And of course, this has an impact on behavior and upon all of their relationships and so on. So, Raya, let's talk just a little bit more about that. I know you mentioned survival mode. Children who have experienced trauma are really operating out of that basic, part of their brain to just survive. And there's a lot of that fight, flight, or freeze instinct and that type of thing going on. Any more you want to say about that to get our listeners to understand that better?
Yes. When child traumatized, his brain just switches to that survival mode, and the reaction of any danger, it just three of those you just mentioned, flight, freeze, or fight. And really often children just can't behave normally. They just either run away from you, or they fight back, or they just freeze. And that is the way their brain works. Just because they experience a lot of trauma, loss, neglect, abuse, And yeah, this is what we have.
Yeah, any like you mentioned, any one of those factors, whether it be they be abandoned, abused, if the biological the birth mom consumed drugs or alcohol, mm-hmm. If she was living in a state of fear or mm-hmm. anxiety, that can have an impact even. And you know, so all of these things, neglect, lack of nutrition, and so on, all of those things can have an impact on the child's brain development. And in some instances, in many instances, children in orphanages have had several of those factors, mm-hmm. risk factors, in their life at their very young age. So we see children, Dr. Karen Purvis calls them kids from hard places. And they are, it's just a totally different kid, and our basic, like you mentioned, the way we parented our biological children, those skills, those tools do not work with children from hard places.
Yes, absolutely.
So the late Dr. Karen Purvis, director of Texas Christian University's Child Development Program and the author, co-author of The Connected Child, she developed what we call TBRI, Trust-Based Relational Intervention. And Raya, you've been trained in TBRI. What did you learn, and how did TBRI impact your parenting and then now your work with traumatized children?
Well, it really made a revolution in the way I think about children and the way I serve children, the way I communicate with them, because I knew about trauma a little bit. I knew about some problems children can face since I had those children in my family, but I really didn't know what to do with that. I had no tools, and when I was introduced to TBRI, it was just a revolution because I got those tools that are simple, really practical, and they work just in an amazing way if you use them right. And I also learned that we have to start from really beginning, from the meeting child's needs and provide safety, and also through the building trust, we can help child to heal. Because traumatized children, they can't really trust anybody because their ability to trust were damaged.
Yes.
And it was just TBRI gives a lot of tools how we can build this connection with the child, how we can empower the child, how we can correct the child in a way not to harm him or her, but to show them that we are a person who they can trust, that we are there for them.
Yes, it's always about empowering and connecting with our children. And through experience, I know this happened in my family, and I think it's many families parenting kids who've come from trauma backgrounds. Like I said, kids in foster care, kids who've been adopted out of orphanages. We tend to focus on their behavior. We tend to focus on trying to correct them and to give them consequences and punish them and do all these things to try to get them to learn to behave correctly. That never works mm-hmm. because of their history of abuse and abandonment and neglect and trauma. And they live in constant state of fear. So really, we need to start with empowering them with good nutrition and meeting their needs with, you know, if they have needs where they need like occupational therapy, physical therapy. The word escapes me what I'm thinking of. I know one of my kids has sensory processing issues, and he needs to have a sensory rich environment in order to process information and behave correctly and manage himself. So it's empowering the child and meeting those needs from early deprivation and connecting with them, which is most important. And when those things kind of come into place, then a child is more apt to have better behaviors and be able to manage, and our correcting efforts work so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you. It really makes sense what you're saying, and I can say that I'm totally agree with what you're saying.
So a part of your work with the Institute of Child Developmental Trauma there in Kiev, you actually set up a TBRI summer camp in Ukraine to help adopted children and to help their parents. So share with us how that works.
Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago in 2015 when I decided that I have to do it in Ukraine. I have to bring those tools and make them available for foster and adoptive parents here, because we kind of have zero support. And being a foster and adoptive parent by myself, I knew how crucial it is to be able to provide that support for others. So I volunteered for Texas Tiberias summer camp first, before doing this in Ukraine. And the first camp, it just was beyond all our expectations. The way children was responding to this therapy intervention, the way parents just were amazed how it works and that it really makes a shift in how they see their children. So we decided that we should do it again. And the next year we did the camp, and this year we're doing it again. And we're not going to stop until we will have an army of parents who brought healing to their kids and who can say to others that it works, let's do it together.
Mm, I love that. And the children go through the summer camp and they're learning, you know, they're getting empowering and those connecting principles going on. And then you're working with the parents to give them these tools, to teach them these tools so that they can implement them mm-hmm. in their families at home. So again, as an adoptive mom, I can appreciate this kind of training, especially for Ukrainian adoptive families. Here in the United States, we have access to all kinds of support and resources. But like you said, in Ukraine, there's really zero post-adoption support. Now you're even getting the TBRI DVDs that Texas Christian University has produced. You're getting them translated into Russian, so there's even more resources and support mm-hmm. For those families. And I just love that. It's just revolutionary, like you said. Raya, share with us a testimony from one of the TBRI camps there in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. I would love to do it. I think I want to add that I think the success of the TBRI is that it's really a holistic approach that kind of covers all the possible areas and provides support for a parent, and the parent, the one who brings healing to the child's life. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, because child this way connects to a parent, not to the therapist, not to a counselor or psychologist. So the story, I had a boy, and his name was Maxim, and he was kind of shy and he didn't know how to express his emotions. So if something goes wrong, he would just shut down and say nothing, kind of freeze. And sometimes he would run away, sometimes he would just turn back to you and say nothing. And then his parents, they didn't know what to do, because they couldn't really communicate with him once he's not happy with something. After the camp, parents contacted me saying that, you know, he started to use his words instead of behavior. Instead of shutting down, he was just saying what he wants, what he feels, what he needs. And it was a big shock for us, although we saw it in a camp that he was kind of starting open. But when they come back home, they just really appreciated this intervention and those methods that they surely now work. Mm. Works. Can I repeat it again? Sorry.
That's okay. It works.
So, but when they got back home and kept using those tools, TBRI methods, they just saw how he blossomed, and that he started to use his words and talked about his emotions, about his needs, and about his feelings. So it was a big victory for a family, and we gave a child a voice, and he stopped using his behavior and he started to use his words.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Children, traumatized children also often have no voice. So a lot of times we see the behavior and that's how they're expressing their needs, but it's not a healthy way to express their needs. They don't have a voice, so they're not able to use words. And through the empowering and connecting principles of TBRI, children get a voice, and then they can correctly express themselves to get their needs met. And it's life-changing for kids and families.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in addition to the TBRI camps, the summer camps, what other support services do you provide to Ukrainian adoptive families?
Mm-hmm. We do counseling. Any family can call us and we can do counseling over the phone, or we can meet with them and provide just support, answering their questions, giving them resources, giving them tools. And also we do trainings for foster adoptive parents and for professionals, trainings about trauma, about attachment, about discipline, about trust-based relational intervention. We do group therapy. We do post-camp visits, providing support. And families, like the first months after the camp, families have right to call me 24/7, and if they have emergency or they have no idea what to respond to a child or how to react on certain behavior, they can call me 24/7 and have my advice, support. And also we make sure they have all the resources they need to continue parenting their kids and continue implementing those strategies, TBRI strategies, in their life.
I love this program. So I want to remind our listeners, this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, or orphan care ministry, you can visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. My guest today joining us via Skype all the way from Kiev, Ukraine, is Raya Shaleshka. Raya is a TBRI trained and is the director of the Institute of Child Developmental Trauma and the program director for A Family for Every Orphan. Raya, we've been talking about trust-based relational intervention, a model developed by the late Dr. Karen Purvis at TCU Center for Child Development. And you've been instrumental in bringing TBRI training to adoptive families there in Ukraine. This is huge because more and more Ukrainian families are adopting, which leads us to some of your work with A Family for Every Orphan. Tell us about that organization.
I absolutely love to work with that organization because we're helping orphans find loving Christian families in their home countries. Our goal is to support local communities, to support local projects that promote adoption, that helps child to get in the family. And working as a program director for Eastern Europe, I travel quite a lot around the Eastern Europe and Eurasia, and we support individual projects. For example, family wants to adopt, and they have some obstacles, either financial or they need some counsel, legal support, and we provide such help and make this adoption possible in their home countries. So this is what we do from our side. And also we support like big movement, World Without Orphans. And in each country they have, in each country we work with, they have this movement, for example, Ukraine Without Orphans. Mm. And the goal of this movement is to unite all the churches, all the Christians and community, and empower them to adopt, empower them to solve the orphanhood problem. And our dream is that someday this world will become without orphans.
Absolutely. And that's really the trend that we're really beginning to see. We have, and I know here in the United States, historically, when we, you know, think of the church helping orphans, it was always build an orphanage, fund an orphanage, go volunteer at an orphanage kind of thing. But really, as we know from scripture, children belong in families. That's how God intended for it to be. So now we are seeing around the world, you know, through the work of World Without Orphans, like you mentioned, and there are sort of I don't know if it would be called chapters of World Without Orphans, but there's a Ukraine Without Orphans, and I know there's Bangladesh Without Orphans, and, mm-hmm. and all yes. around the world they're cropping up and all throughout Africa, and we are seeing the local churches in these nations rising up. And Christians are beginning to adopt, to do foster care. Churches are helping families keep their children in their families and through family preservation type projects mm-hmm. and programs so mm-hmm. that kids don't get placed in orphanages. I've heard a statistic recently where 80% of children in orphanages have living family mm-hmm. members, but because of poverty, because of economic reasons or educational reasons, families will place their children in the orphanages thinking mm-hmm. that they're going to have their needs met better than what the family can. But the one thing that an orphanage or an institution cannot give a child is parents. They can't give them loving yes. parents. So that's what your work there is all about. Mm-hmm. And is that, are you seeing that impact Ukrainian families? Ukrainian families are beginning to adopt. Are you seeing that?
Yes. I think they start to adopt thanks to this kind of movement. I know that why it's called movement, because it's movement of God. You know, it's yes. not a people's organization. It just what God do, it's not just people or organization, but this is what God does in Ukraine. And I can tell that a lot of adoptions happened. And as you mentioned, because a lot of children become like social orphans, they have living parents and they just bring them to the orphanage because they have no food or they misuse alcohol, or there are a lot of other reasons. And now we have this sad situation in Ukraine when 80% children in our orphanages, they have parents. And they're not available for adoption because their parents either still have rights on them or there are other reasons. So it's really hard right now to adopt a child under 10, healthy, with no siblings in Ukraine, but we really want to church to have this shift from supporting orphanages to supporting families. We need to strengthen families, crisis families, and to help them to keep the child in the family, not to send the child to orphanage. So, but although with the support of post-placement support of organization as I have, and also with the help of other organization who really want children to be in families, I can tell that a lot of children, a lot of orphans are placed in families and they live in families. But we have to work with crisis families also, otherwise this flow will never stop.
That's right. That's right. So Raya, as we wrap up here today, share with us what is on your heart that you really want our listeners to understand.
Well, I want our listeners to understand that every child is precious. Even highly traumatized child can heal through the trustful and meaningful relationship with a loving parent. And if you're listening to this program today and you're experiencing difficulties with your child, with your relationship with the child, just don't give up. Just keep searching, keep knocking the doors, just keep looking for answers, because I know they're there. And I want to encourage you not to give up, but really build this connection with your child. Say yes to your child. Care about your child so a child can see that your love is unconditional. But on the other hand, just provide good structure so child can feel safe.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Saying yes empowers mm-hmm. your child whenever it's, safe to say yes. Giving mm-hmm. a voice to your child. Just being with them. I know a huge thing a lot of parents, especially here in the States, really kind of don't get is, a lot of parents here use time out. But we use time in with our kids, because a child is not going to learn how to manage themselves correctly if you send them away to their room to be alone. Mm-hmm. They'll learn how to manage themselves when they're sitting next to you and you're modeling that and you're teaching them how to self-regulate and how to manage. So there's so many, many tools available to parents through TBRI and through Empower to Connect, which is really what's available here in the United States to foster and adoptive families. It's the TBRI method that is brought to families here. And so we've used it in our family, and we see that it does bring hope and healing to traumatized children. So, Raya, thank you for all that you're doing on behalf of orphans and adoptive and foster families there in Ukraine. And thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. And it's just a pleasure to do what I do. It's a big blessing for me.
Well, it's a blessing for me, too. And I love what you said. If Christians say no, who is going to say yes? So to learn more about the organization that we were just talking about, that A Family for Every Orphan that Raya is a part of, they have a website. You can go to afamilyforeveryorphan.org. You can also check out World Without Orphans. They have a website as well. If you are a New York adoptive or foster parent and would like TBRI training, I have good news for you. My husband Wayne and I are certified Empowered to Connect parent trainers. Empowered to Connect is based on the TBRI model that we discussed here today. And we're setting up our winter and spring training sessions. So if you want to bring this training for foster and adoptive families to your church, you can contact me by email at sandraflackjfo@gmail.com, or just go right to the Justice for Orphans website. You can contact me through there as well. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You can find more episodes of Orphans No More right on our website and listen to them podcast style. Just go to justicefororphansny.org and click on radio show, and you'll see a drop down menu of all of our different the different episodes by date and guest and topic. And you can also help us continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible contribution to Justice for Orphans. Hey, a generous gift of just $80 will cover the cost of us producing one show. And if you'd like to have me, Sandra Flack, speak at your church, event, small group, youth group, or retreat, you can contact me also by email or right on our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.